The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Craig Martin, chairman of Dynam Capital, which is the investment manager for Vietnam Holding. VNH is the ticker there. Craig, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got your interim results out. And just quickly, Craig, before we get into that and talk about those, for people, I mean, it's sort of self-explanatory, but Vietnam Holding, just explain what it's about, please.
Sure. So Vietnam Holding, VNH, .L, is listed on the main board of the London Stock Exchange. It's a closed-end investment trust. And all its assets, about $150 million worth, are invested in Vietnam, equities. So that's all that Vietnam Holding is. Very simple structure, easy to buy, and to give people access to the exciting story of Vietnam.
Excellent stuff. Okay. So your interim's out today, covering the period of the 31st of December, and the numbers looking good. Can you give us a few summary highlights of that, please, Craig?
Sure, yeah. So this is the first 6 months, from 1st of July to 31st December 2020. I suppose the key highlights is that the net asset value, the fund's net asset value per share in that period was up over 38%, about 38.7%. And also during that period, the share price was up about 24.7%. So hasn't quite caught up with a high level of growth in the net asset value per share, but it's getting there, and it's certainly gone up a lot in that period. Fund, a concentrated portfolio as at year end, December 31st, it was about 25 positions. And our top 10 positions account for about 63% of the fund's net asset value. And I think the other thing that's continued to improve during the first 6 months of the financial year, mm-hmm. is the fund's liquidity. The daily trading of the shares has improved markedly. So I think that's good news for shareholders. So it's a very strong first 6 months of the financial year for Vietnam Holding.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've got a section in the report called A Force for Good, and that's impacting ESG, and it's everywhere at the moment. And is this the case of Vietnam? I mean, in emerging markets, is it as relevant?
Look, it's a great question. I mean, I think now ESG does certainly seem to be very much mainstream. It's great for us to hear that. We were a very early adopter. We were a signatory of the United Nations Principles for Responsible Investing well over a decade ago, and had very early conversations in Vietnam with people about ESG and impact. And initially, in the early days, no one really understood what it was we were going on about. It took a lot of time and education. But now, globally, I think we're at a tipping point for ESG. I was just reading today, I think almost three quarters of $1 trillion are now kind of allocated towards impact strategies. And I think it is increasingly relevant for every market. It is mainstream. For us, at Dynam, as the investment manager for Vietnam Holding, we kind of also want to take it up a notch. So we're looking at ways to do more with our portfolio companies on all of the dimensions of ESG, to report more, and obviously within that is also to measure more. So we're looking at the ESG dimensions, as we already do. This year we've been looking a little bit at the carbon footprint of our portfolio, and it's still a work in progress, but I think we're coming up with some good numbers that our portfolios, you know, got 40-50% less kind of carbon impact than if you just bought an ETF for Vietnam. But we're also looking at the SDGs. These are the Sustainable Development Goals. It's 17 goals that the UN set out, and we're seeing how we can, you know, map some of our portfolio activities towards that. But I think the whole area is really going to become much more mainstream, and even more so this year in the UK. I think in Glasgow in October, something called COP26, a big kind of climate conference. And so I think the world's attention, rightly so, are going to be looking more at ESG and impact, and we're there alongside investors as they want to perhaps do more on those dimensions. So yes, I think it is very much relevant to what we do at Vietnam Holding.
Yeah, absolutely. And we last spoke a few weeks back, and now we're at the end of Q1. How has it been there, Q1 for Vietnam?
Well, time flies very quickly, doesn't it? Look, I think the quarter, the calendar year for Vietnam started out strongly. The GDP is probably about 4.5% year on year, the four-year target for Vietnam is somewhere between 6 to 7%, which will be a great number, bearing in mind, you know, Vietnam was also one of the strongest growth markets in the world last year, with just under 3% GDP growth. The thing we look at is also level of foreign direct investment, which is probably about $4 billion in the first quarter. And that's also up more than almost 18% on last year in terms of committed amounts of investment. Dispersed amounts of investment is probably about 6.5%. And within that, I think it's really interesting to see that electronic equipment manufacturing is leading the way. It's probably up about 10% year on year. So all the good things we perhaps looked at last year of manufacturers looking to relocate to Vietnam to take advantage of its competitive position, its comparative advantages, perhaps in the light of, you know, trade tightenings between, mm-hmm. say, the US and China, Vietnam doing well. So we're seeing those numbers come through. And although there's a little bit of inflation coming into the economy, nothing at alarming levels at this stage, but the economy seems on track for a very good 2021, indeed. So Q1 almost finished, and I think it's a good score for Vietnam for Q1.
Yeah, absolutely marvellous stuff. Okay, as always, Craig, then three reasons why someone who has listened to this, who likes the sound of the progress but not yet following the story, give them those three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Vietnam Holding to their watch list, please.
Well, look, I think the first one is diversification. Vietnam is a good diversification market, and the year started strongly with good prospects for the 4 year. So for investors looking to diversify their portfolio, that free lunch of finance, that's the first reason. I think the second reason is the NAV is up strongly in our portfolio. We're probably up about 50% since the beginning of the financial year. That's the 1st of July last year. And the third reason is value. The fund trades on the London Stock Exchange, and you can buy it actually at a discount to its net asset value. So you're getting a pound of value for about 82p. So I would say they're the three good reasons: diversification, strong net asset value performance, and thirdly, Vietnam Holding. You can buy it at a discount to its net asset value. So a good opportunity for people looking at this very interesting growth market.
Absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Craig, it's good to chat to you as always, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to it. Thanks ever so much for your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.